November 10, by grace alone. What is God's glory? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. The glory of God is His character. While Moses was in the mount, earnestly interceding with God, he prayed, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." In answer, God declared, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." The glory of God, His character, was then revealed. The Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Exodus 33:18-19 and 34:6-7. This character was revealed in the life of Christ. That he might by his own example condemn sin in the flesh, he took upon himself the likeness of sinful flesh. Constantly he beheld the character of God. Constantly he revealed this character to the world. God desires his followers to reveal in their lives this same character. In his intercessory prayer for his disciples, he declared, "The glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me." John 17:22-23. Today it is still his purpose to sanctify and cleanse his church, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing. Ephesians 5:26-27. No greater gift than the character that he revealed can Christ ask his Father to bestow upon those who believe on him. What largeness there is in his request. What fullness of grace every follower of Christ has the privilege of receiving. Oh, that we might more fully appreciate the honor Christ confers upon us. By wearing his yoke and learning of him, we become like him in aspiration, in meekness and lowliness, in fragrance of character.